a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Innovations that have changed the NFL. Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. So, pass interference is now a play in the NFL that's reviewable. So, in the past, it wasn't it. You weren't able to do it. Just had to live with it. Of course, this whole thing with the New Orleans Saints and the pass interference call against the Rams, it voided all of us of really getting a good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because the Rams were pathetic and boring, and you know that the Saints would have given New England a much better game.
That was a better matchup,
yeah,
no
so
doubt.
We all suffered for that. The NFL has now said, okay, pass interference is reviewable, change some of its review processes. Did you ever have in your career, Jason, a time when technology or an innovation or a rule change dramatically changed the game? Now, you think of Stickum, right? Lester Hayes was so that it created changes in the rules. The Dolphins, it actually wasn't the Dolphins, but Don Shula was part of why the goalposts were extended higher up into the air because of a game with the Colts and the Packers where it was clearly a missed field goal. And so they made the goalpost longer, so it was easier for officials to see whether it was right or wrong.
Right. Great advancement.
So were there anything that during your career that kind of changed things?
You know, the Stickum thing kind of carried over into, you know, my part of my career because we'd talk about it a lot, and the refs would come check us. And, you know, we'd have guys – we weren't supposed to spray on silicone because the
– Did you ever spray on silicone?
No, I didn't, but the stinking offensive linemen do like crazy.
Right. Well, you wouldn't want it.
No,
you're a defensive
lineman. But it's funny, Crumrye story, he would put Vaseline all up in his armpits so it would leak out.
So they couldn't hold. They'd get slippery hands.
And if I went back in time, I'd do that more. I didn't do it. I didn't do this, but this offensive lineman did, and they're the dirtiest cheaters on the planet, all you old linemen out there, and they're out there giggling because they know it.
They know they're cheaters?
Yeah, they pull every trick in the book. Like screen cheaters, like you are picking up everybody's signals.
Jason, somehow I don't think you were a choir boy when you played. I just don't.
You know, I didn't. I should have been. I didn't want to get caught by the officials, so I didn't do the Vaseline or silicone thing. You know, I just.
You stayed away from it.
I stayed away from it.
So there was an advancement. And you were a part of it, but you didn't really know about it, right?
Because
you were a defensive lineman, and you.
I hated the fact they got strict on the, like, you had to do 1.5 steps, you know, to hit the quarterback. You know, you had to be within 1.5 steps of him releasing.
Well, that
the ball.
Had to have been hard because you can't count that high.
Why do I laugh at your jokes?
How do you?
I don't know.
How do you count? How do you count like half?
I feel I'm like mad at myself for laughing at your jokes.
Like, it's like one Mississippi,
two Mississippi.
You gotta leave
I hated
out,
that.
You have to
one.
Leave out Mississippi.
Like, it's like you know. It's like with a Jack Lambert and the old steel curtain. They're like, man, what are you gonna do? Put a skirt on all these quarterbacks now? They put so many rules around protecting them. Like, might as well dress them in a skirt. But that was one. I still remember just them pushing really hard. But I didn't go through any big shockers. You know, the first thing that I think changed the mic up was I was playing at the Bengals against the Browns, and they had their running back mic'd up, and they got caught doing it. It was a big boo-ha-ha.
What do you mean mic'd up?
Well, you know, so in his helmet, so he could send in the plays and through the running back's helmet. So they had him with the speakers in his –
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it happened.
That would be illegal.
It was big time illegal, and they got busted. The Browns did playing us back.
So
back then.
So that was to me in at least in my
time. I think
time.
It was a precursor to fixing it.
So we had the signals that were sent in from the sideline. You could have a player come in, and you told a player, and the player went in, or you had usually a quarterback on the sideline would do a series of hand signals and to tell the quarterback in the huddle what the play was. The problem was anyone could see the signals, and teams went to great lengths to steal signals, including videotaping them. They would videotape 2 and 3 weeks before you actually played a team. So they go, the first play of the game here, this is the second play, third play, and then you just match up the play, and you can figure.
Teams were so paranoid. Remember practice, a small private aircraft would fly over the field, and I'm talking 5,000 feet up or something, and the coaches would be freaking out.
It's crazy.
Find out who that is.
No.
What's going on?
No.
It was nuts. Everybody's
paranoid for good reason.
Yeah, good reason.
Look, I tried to steal signals when I played from the defense, so I tried to do it, and I still in my mind have this image of Fritz Schirmer who was a great defensive coordinator, predominantly with the Green Bay Packers, or at least that's where he was at the end of his career, and I'd get he would get so frustrated at me, but I'm like, hey, if I can figure certain things out, better off for me, and I know. So when they went to the headset in the helmets, it was great. I mean, there obviously the technology sometimes broke down, so you had to know some plays and call certain things, which didn't bother me at all. And it wasn't the advancement of it that was really the change, because I noticed something that really wasn't about the game. It was about, I think, the helmet with the microphone actually accelerated concussion issues with quarterbacks.
Yeah, you were mentioning that.
So
why?
If you could imagine, you have a receiver.
Another sob quarterback story.
No, you have a receiver and you have a set of batteries in a helmet plus two earphones.
Yeah.
And it's hard plastic, like a cell phone. And it's about the thickness of a cell phone, but maybe it's more rectangular. It's a little bit thinner than it. They put it right in the front of your helmet. And your helmet had two layers of padding in it, and they would cut out the layer next to the shell of the helmet. So you had a small, thin layer of padding covering a hard piece of plastic that was up against the shell of the helmet.
Yeah.
And all I noticed were there were a lot of quarterbacks that all of a sudden had, because they had like this concussion syndrome issue. Chris Miller and even Steve Young and Troy Aikman. Their careers basically
ended from.
I
never thought of that.
Yeah, and it wasn't, because you didn't see quarterbacks having careers cut short because of head injuries. And I believe, it's just a total conspiracy theory. It's my own theory.
It ruins the design of the helmet and the spreading of the force.
It's been genetically altered. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
So the technology was good. The change was good. But it wasn't – it had an unintended consequence. I've never heard anyone else talk about this other than me.
First time I heard of it was from you.
Yeah, and I would love to actually hear from some other people.
Yeah, now you bring up that issue. I'll bet you there's some other quarterbacks out there going, heck yeah.
I thought that all the time.
Thought that all the time, and you got your brain rocked when you
I smell
a
class
hit.
Action lawsuit.
That could be a very good one,
honestly.
I mean, you think about that. They altered the helmet, and so the helmet company is going to say, you screwed up our helmet, and the dispersion of the force, and the
hit. You knowingly put players at risk.
At risk,
yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
This round of Rivals is over.
It's over. We're off. We got to hear another sad quarterback story, so look for a good D-line.
He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. can find us on
He's
Facebook.
Cut me off.
I know I am. Sorry. I'm just on a roll here. Find us on Facebook at the Rivals Podcast and on Twitter at the Rivals Show. We are powered by KSL Sports, and we'll catch you soon.